This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, believe it or not, people are already focusing on the duel for the presidency in 2024. There's also all kinds of news about the contested elections that are going to be coming up in 2022 when redistricting, which is now going to be put off until September of this year. Why? Because the Census Bureau has not been able to get itself together to give the numbers. Well, that redistricting could by itself give Republicans six new seats in the House, and all they need is five to take control. There's also the emergence of a new first-tier presidential candidate for the Republicans. Who says so? Well, Politico says so, and they're usually pretty tough on conservatives, but there's one conservative in particular who, because of his handling of the coronavirus, seems to be gaining a lot of momentum. We will get to that. We will also talk about different ways of handling the national anthem at sporting events. One owner of a professional franchise saying, look, it's just too controversial, we're going to drop it altogether. No more national anthem. Who needs it? And then there's an opposite approach from a small religious college where the athletes actually were asked to forfeit a game because they insisted on kneeling during the national anthem. Who's got the right approach? We will approach that. I'll tell you who's got the wrong school. And an elementary school, public school, where the third grade students, no, really, fifth grade students, they're 10, 11-year-olds. The fifth grade students are asked to pretend to be Black Panthers and to simulate a Black Power rally in honor of American communists. And it's not kidding. We will cover that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, I am struck by all of the attention that is now settling in already on the 2024 campaign. Now, why is that? Because people are interested. That's why. And who is the favorite Republican candidate? Well, overwhelmingly, it's Donald Trump. But it's not that overwhelmingly because basically he's so much better known than any of the other candidates, even than Vice President Pence, who is running second. There's a Morning Consult poll that says that 53% of Republicans would like Trump to be the nominee next time. So the question really is, who are the alternatives to Trump? That's assuming that he will run in 2024. I kind of think he won't, but you never know. Parler is back up. That's a reason, I guess, that a lot of people can be celebrating. And maybe even President Trump will find a new home for his 85 million, that's not an exaggeration, 85 million Twitter followers over at Parler. But who knows about that? What I do know is that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, seems to be a man of the moment. There is a headline in Politico today. It says, COVID wars launched DeSantis into GOP top tier. With a COVID death count cover-up consuming New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and a pandemic-related recall effort haunting California Governor Gavin Newsom, Republicans are embracing Ron DeSantis as a red state exemplar. Pointing to rates of COVID deaths, vaccinations, and unemployment in the most populous blue states. Okay, this thing about the most populous blue states doing badly and the most populous red states doing much better, There's something that struck me, and now, again, the census is incomplete. The census is a colossal mess. But they do have information about the five states that lost the most in terms of population in the last 5 years, and the five states that gained the most. What are the states that lost the most? Losing by far the most of any state, New York. Second, Illinois. Third, California. Now, what do those three states have in common? Well, they all have very big cities. They have the nation's three largest cities. New York has New York City, and Illinois has Chicago, and California has L.A. But they have something else in common. All three of those states are overwhelmingly dominated by the Democratic Party. They're basically all one-party states. People are running away from it. Where are they running to? Well, where they are running to is, number one, gaining state, Texas. I see. Now, number two, Florida. And number three, Arizona. Okay, what do those three states have in common? They are all red states. They are all Republican states with Republican governors and Republican legislatures. And you can say, well, wait, look at Arizona. At Arizona, Biden won. Well, he did. But the Republicans still control both houses of the legislature and the governorship. And it's one of the reasons that, again, it's so insane for the state Republican Party, which is doing fine, to basically have people attacking one another over the issue of Trump and censuring people like the fine governor of Arizona, conservative Republican named Doug Ducey. In any event, the other states that are gaining the most, Texas, Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia. Okay, all five of those states are Republican dominated. Now, North Carolina has had a Democratic governor, but Republicans in the state legislature. And it's those states that are gaining electoral votes and are gaining representation in Congress. And they have to get this done by 2022. But there's a speculation over at the National Journal that with the Republicans controlling three new congressional seats in Texas, at least two new congressional seats in Florida, and then more in Arizona, North Carolina, and Georgia, with those being the states that are growing and getting new congressional representation, it's very possible there will be a total of six new congressional districts in those five states, and at least could be even more. And those six new districts all by themselves could give Republicans control of the House of Representatives. So what is the deal on Governor DeSantis, conservative Republican? A lot of people on the left in Florida hate his guts, but he seems to be soaring in popularity and now has emerged, says Politico, in the top tier of Republican nominees. Who else should be in that top tier? Well, there's actually, according to this Morning Consult poll, there's only one candidate who was actually increased in terms of level of support since last November. One Republican candidate. This is for the Republican nomination. Who is it? Well, we'll tell you and more about the one question, actually two questions, that a very conservative journalist is saying every single Republican should be forced to confront at the beginning of every interview. No, it's not asking about name, rank, and serial number. It's asking about something else. He says it's the equivalent of basically being asked, do you believe that the world is flat? I don't, and I'm not sure I agree the new theory of dinosaur extinction either. We will get to all of that and much more. What about Ron DeSantis? He's talking about reopening schools. We'll get to that on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
And Al Gore was always the sort of de facto manifesto, a Democratic candidate. He was sitting vice president in 2000. You may remember Senator Bill Bradley, former basketball star, senator from New Jersey. Bill Bradley had run against Al Gore, but he didn't do very well in the New Hampshire primary or in the Iowa caucuses, and he went away. Al Gore got to be the nominee. Who is in that position for 2024? Nobody. And the only person who seems to have gained substantially since Election Day, and it's still only 6%, is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley has gone up, at least according to the Morning Consult poll, from 4 to 6%. But then again, she's against Mike Pence, who is running second at 12%. And President Trump, who continues to run first, assuming that he would run in 2024, with 53%. I do think that that's misleading, because frankly, it's surprising, given the fact that we've just finished this impeachment where the overwhelming number of Republicans apparently supported President Trump, and we finished this election race in which he again, as you would expect, received the overwhelming majority of Republican votes. For him to be down to 53% for 2024, I think does mean it would be a complicated race. There's a new piece today that ran in the Wall Street Journal by Mitch McConnell clarifying his position on Trump. He voted for Trump's acquittal in the impeachment trial, of course, along with most other Republicans, except for the seven who did not. One of the big advocates in the Republican Party for impeachment of President Trump has been disowned by his family. We will get to that story as well. But Ron DeSantis, who is a very strong Trump supporter, and Trump supports him, and Ron DeSantis is from, in fact, what is Trump's new home state. In fact, it is conceivable that there would be, count them, four different candidates for the Republican nomination, all who are of whom are Floridians. Because Governor DeSantis, who is clearly interested in running for president, and there would also be Marco Rubio, who is clearly interested in running for president again. If he loses his Senate race, I don't think he will. And could he lose his Senate race? There's talk that Ivanka Trump would run against Marco Rubio when he runs for re-election to the Senate. Sure, that could happen. And then Rick Scott, the other senator from Florida, has also expressed great interest in running for president. Rick Scott, very wealthy man who could self-fund, and former governor of Florida and a popular senator, well, he could run. But right now, DeSantis appears to be the man of the hour. Here is Governor DeSantis talking about the new CDC guidelines for getting schools reopened, which has become a huge issue for him, where I think a great deal of the public is on his side. This is clip 2A.
Florida schools are open for in-person instruction. Every single parent in this state has a right to send their kid to in-person instruction. We have done it the right way. We are not going to turn back. What the CDC put out 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, I wonder why they would do it then, was quite frankly a disgrace. It would require, if you actually followed that, closing 90% of schools in the United States. We have been open. They will remain open. And we are not turning back. We've been open the whole time since August. We had kids doing camps and athletics and all that over the summer. And we've been in person as much as anybody in the country. And yet, we're 34th out of 50 states in D.C. for COVID-19 cases on a per capita basis for children. 33 states have more cases per capita than Florida for children per capita. And many of those don't have a lot of in-person instruction in school. And so there is no evidence to suggest that school kids should do anything else other than be in school. This has been clear for months and months and months.
Okay, people should not write off Ron DeSantis. Of course he speaks well. He, by the way, a lot of people don't even know this because he is one of those guys who has the common touch. He is a Navy veteran, in fact, a naval officer who served in the Middle East. He served in the Judge Advocate General Corps because he's also a lawyer. He went to Yale undergraduate scholarship and Harvard Law School and did well at both. He also has a campaign ready and camera ready first lady in Florida, Casey Black, who is a former broadcaster, news babe, as people would say disparagingly, but nothing to disparage about the first lady of Florida. Governor DeSantis also said this about teachers' unions. And look, it doesn't hurt your popularity among Republicans if you're ripping teachers' unions, as he does here, clip 2B.
And the only reason that that is not happening across this country, like it is in Florida, like it is in a handful of other states, it's one reason and one reason only. Because the Democratic Party puts the interests of education unions and special interests ahead of the well-being of our children and of our families. These kids have been out of school in parts of this country for almost a year. And if you follow that CDC guidance, they will not go back in this school year, and they may not even go back in the fall. That is a disgrace. That is not science. That is putting politics ahead of what's right for kids. That is putting politics and special interests ahead of what the evidence and observed experience says. So we're better off as a result of giving parents and kids that opportunity. I can tell you I cannot go out without a parent coming up to me saying how much better it is that their child's able to go to school. And so we're not looking back. We're going to continue going forward.
Okay, you know, if I were a programmer, producer on cable TV, whether it's Fox or CNN or even MSNBC or One American Network or Newsmax or any of them, somebody ought to host a debate and invite Governor DeSantis to debate, say, Governor Newsom or to debate, say, Governor Cuomo. Would they do it? Now, these are all people who have presidential ambitions, or somebody else who ran for president didn't get very far, Governor Jay Inslee of Washington. Would you really like to debate keeping schools closed against Governor DeSantis? More on that, and a Republican, courageous Republican, seems to me, who gets disowned by his family. We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been taking calls with world leaders on behalf of President Biden. She recently fielded calls from Emmanuel Macron of France and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. as far as when we can expect President Biden to call Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says
his first call with a leader in the region will be with Prime Minister Netanyahu. It will be soon.
More than 4 million people in Texas remain without power. Houston Mayor Democrat Sylvester Turner believes people have a right to be frustrated due to the long power outages in the region.
It's been a very difficult period, and it's even more difficult when you can't tell people specifically how much longer will they be without power.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Politico piece talking about Ron DeSantis as the hot new thing in the Republican battle for the presidency for 2024. The Politico piece, and they mention, of course, everywhere, people are talking about this morning consult poll. They don't even mention DeSantis in the poll. He's not even polled. He doesn't even show up. Most of the people they mention, like Kristi Noem of South Dakota and Donald Trump Jr., they're all below 5%. And DeSantis doesn't even register yet. But Politico says it's the fight in DeSantis that has animated conservatives. And they point to a recent press conference that DeSantis held to announce a proposal to crack down on big tech, where in accusing the news media of having double standards, he told a reporter at one point, quote, "You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining." Now, the Politico actually talks about a consultant who said a Republican saying that in a press conference is like a shot of adrenaline to the conservative grassroots. The reaction was, wow, he actually said it? Now, is this the kind of thing that would rally you to Ron DeSantis' side? In Florida, recent polls of Republicans show him with higher net favorable ratings than Donald Trump. notable findings in a populist battleground state where the former president just won by the biggest margin of any presidential candidate since 2004. 2004 was Bush's reelection. Trump won by 3 points. Those numbers also suggest DeSantis is more popular than the state's two senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, both of whom have presidential ambitions as well. They describe DeSantis as a loner with few close allies and who lacks the backslapping style of a retail politician. DeSantis doesn't even have a pollster or paid political consultant. Now, that also might appeal to the conservative base. Any serious handicapper would have to put DeSantis in Tier 1 for 2024, says the top national consultant Fabrizio. And Tier 1 is not big. Fabrizio puts the governor in the same class as Pence and Cruz, even though they're far better known at the moment. DeSantis is also quick when he speaks to note that Florida's death rate from COVID-19 falls 27th in terms of its death rate. That's not the number of deaths. Of course, Florida is a big state. But in terms of the rate of death, Florida is 27th. It's below every large blue state, except for California, which has had a low death rate because it's such a populous state, 40 million people, where deaths, though, are ticking up at a much faster rate in recent weeks, according to the CDC. DeSantis says our economy is better than the national average, and he references Florida's unemployment rate, a booming real estate market, and higher than expected tax revenues. A lot of this having to do with Florida and Texas have been leading the country in terms of the states people are going to. And part of the reason is low taxes and no plans by the conservative leadership of Florida, Texas, to raise taxes on people and to drive them away. Asked if the negative press coverage fueled the popularity among Republicans because so many conservatives distrust media, DeSantis answered with certainty, 100%. He answered with a knowing laugh, 100%. And it says DeSantis' appeal was apparent at a recent Houston area Republican rally where the mere mention of DeSantis' name led to cheers, where the crowd was essentially silent at the mention of their own GOP governor, Greg Abbott. Neither governor was at the event. If they're not saying Trump in 2024, they're saying DeSantis. And more are saying DeSantis, said one Texas Republican official. Okay, it's interesting. It's important. It's relevant. Do I think that Ron DeSantis could actually make a race and be a competitor? I do. From earlier this year, DeSantis got involved with CNN's Rosa Flores in a heated exchange over the coronavirus vaccine rollout across the state that has left many assisted living facilities just waiting for vaccines after the governor said he had prioritized senior citizens. This is what this viral video sounded like. Listen.
What has gone wrong with Governor? What has gone wrong with the rollout of the vaccine that we've seen phone lines jammed, websites crashing?
There's a lot of demand. I mean, I think at the end of the day,
if I could finish my question.
You just said what has gone wrong, so I'm answering the question.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech, or are you going to answer? Ask the question.
With all due respect, Governor,
you asked the question. I'm going
to
answer it.
I'm trying to finish my question.
No, you're giving a speech. You asked the question.
I am trying to ask you the.
You're going
to
ask how many questions? You get three? They only got one question. Why do you get three?
With all due respect, Governor, I'm just asking if I could finish my question.
You didn't. You finished the question.
I did not. My full question is, what went wrong with the rollout of the vaccine when we've seen phone lines jammed, websites
crashing? So you're repeating your question.
To complete it for you, Governor, we've seen websites crash and also senior citizens waiting overnight for the vaccine.
Where was that at?
We've seen it in Duval, Broward, Orange, and Lee County.
Why was, like, in Lee, why did that happen? Did you investigate why?
That's my question to you, Governor. You're the governor of the state. I'm not the governor of the state.
Okay, but you didn't investigate why that, like in Lee County, why was there a big line? Did you investigate why?
Could you tell us why?
Because we distributed vaccine to hospitals, and the hospital said, first come, first serve. If you show up, we'll do it. So they didn't use a registration system. There wasn't anything that was done, and there's a lot of demand for it. So people are going to want to go ahead and get it.
So there was no plan then from the state to make sure that senior citizens didn't wait outside overnight?
So the state is not dictating to hospitals how, we're not dictating to Carlos Montoya how he runs his operations here. That would be a total disaster. These guys are much more competent to be able to deliver health care services than a state government could ever be.
Okay, with a clearly aggressive and hostile reporter, I think he stood up to her fairly effectively. Does this represent some kind of brilliant new peak in debating ability? No, not necessarily. But you can see why people are talking about Rick DeSantis. Would he run if Trump decides? And Trump is probably going to decide shortly after 2022. Look, the expectation is he's going to go out on the stump, see how things go as he campaigns for Republicans in 2022. Not all Republicans are going to want Trump to campaign for them. For instance, David Perdue, who lost one of those crucial Senate races in Florida, has already signaled very clearly he's started an exploratory committee. He's preparing to run again, but for the different Senate seat, not the one he lost that was for 6 years, but against Raphael Warnock. And there are a lot of political handicappers who think that running against Raphael Warnock, who is the weaker of the two Democratic candidates, and with Perdue having gotten more votes and being a stronger candidate than Kelly Loeffler, who also, by the way, is thinking of trying to make a comeback, could Perdue actually do that and win a Senate seat? And remember, it only takes one Senate seat pickup for Republicans to regain control of the Senate. I think that is possible. So what about this fascination with Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, running in North Carolina? We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
You don't know how many times I've yelled at the radio with you, Hunter.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Washington Today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit StarzandStrife.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Show. Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, actually has made a terrific observation. Is part of the fascination with Ron DeSantis is that despite his degrees from Yale and Harvard, he talks English. And you can understand him. And it's the same kind of thing that led people for a while to consider Chris Christie. Remember that? When he was governor of New Jersey before that ridiculous thing with the bridge and the scandal that engulfed his administration. Before that happened, remember they did a Time magazine cover with a profile of Chris Christie and they said the elephant in the room and people said, oh, well, they're making fun of him because of his weight. The elephant in the room, get it? Okay, but he was considered to be a real contender for the Republican nomination. He obviously didn't make it. Who knows what Chris has next in mind? By the way, there has been talk that he may try to run for president again. Why not? He gets into the debates. He gets some publicity. Ron DeSantis has the same kind of ability, talking frankly, particularly about this issue of opening up schools. And there's this, it is incredible that Rochelle Walensky, who is the CDC director on the issue of opening up schools, can't get this straight. She is now adopting the talking points of the Biden administration and trying to work with the student unions. They have to get the vaccinations and we have to wait and we have to wait. 4 days ago, they just, she said something very different. And this is newly surfaced audio with the director of the Centers for Disease Control. This is clip four.
Can we have a little bit of clarity around what we consider to be safe reopening of schools? Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what we are finding from the science-based literature is that there is more spread that is happening in the community when schools are not open than when schools are open. So we certainly want to make sure that there is limited to no transmission of disease in our schools. And, of course, we are managing all sorts of risks. So if schools are closed, there's lots of other risks. That is risks to food insecurity and many of the other things that Donna has mentioned, the lack of education educational milestones being missed. So many other things that we have to think about in the risk. So really what we're trying to do is make sure that there is limited to no transmission in the schools, and we believe with the strategies that we have put forward that there will be limited to no transmission in the schools if they are followed.
Okay. Again, that's somewhat different from where they are now. There's also this tweet that came out from a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle about the inspiring progress on opening schools in San Francisco. And the reporter wrote, the San Francisco Unified School District School Board vote on a tentative labor deal on health and safety reopening requirements has been delayed. Instead, the board is going to be on closed session tonight over a legal issue reportedly related to the renaming of 44 schools. It's unclear why the board can't do both, or at least drop or postpone or forget about the embarrassing naming. You may remember, I mentioned this twice on the air, and I finally actually have gotten to the bottom of it. There's a piece in Atlantic, and Atlantic is not a conservative publication by any means. I think it tries to be fair, but if anything, it leans to the center left. And Atlantic magazine talks about this decision that they made to rename schools named after George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Robert Louis Stevenson and Paul Revere. And you've heard me mention on the air several times, Paul Revere was not cruel to his horse. He didn't abuse his horse. He had very good relationships with his horses. He was a silversmith. He was a working man. He was a guy who worked with his hands and did very well in that regard. He was a solid, middle-class guy. He was an American patriot. He never owned slaves. So what is the deal with Paul Revere? Why do they have to change the name? Listen to this. This is from the Atlantic magazine. The decision process in San Francisco was a joke. The committee's research seems to have consisted mostly of cursory Google searches, and the sources cited were primarily Wikipedia entries or similar. Historians were never consulted. Embarrassing errors of interpretation were made, as well as rudimentary factual errors. Robert Louis Stevenson, perhaps the most beloved literary figure in the history of San Francisco, was canceled because in a poem entitled Foreign Children, in his famous collection A Child's Garden of Verses, he used the rhyming word Japanese for Japanese. Paul Revere Elementary School ended up on the renaming list, listen to this, because during the discussion, a committee member misread a History.com article as claiming that Revere had taken part in an expedition that stole the lands of the Penobscot Indians. In fact, the article described Revere's role in the Penobscot expedition, a disastrous American military campaign against the British during the Revolutionary War. That expedition was named after a bay in Maine and had nothing to do with the Indian tribe. But no one bothered to check. The committee voted to rename the school, and by order of the San Francisco School Board, Paul Revere must now ride into oblivion. And what will he be saying as he rides into oblivion? The idiots are coming! The idiots are coming! I mean, honest to goodness, this is so ludicrous. And the fact that they're postponing making a labor deal that could actually help open up the schools in order to make progress on renaming 44 schools, which is going to cost a minimum of $10,000 per school. The entire thing is such an illustration of what's wrong with political correctness. And speaking of what's wrong with political correctness, it's important to keep in mind some scientific correctness. And one of the things I get asked about all the time is, I've been speaking about relief factor for years. I've been using it for years. And this stuff really does work. But it's great to actually read about relief factor and to understand that it's science-based. It's a 100% research-based formula created to help combat the root causes of inflammation. And it also helps to mobilize the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function. And when you're dealing with aches and pains from exercise or overexertion or aging or just everyday living. And Relief Factor has four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural inflammatory response from different metabolic pathways. There's a great offer, and it's available when you go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. It's $19.95, just 95 cents a day. Less than a cup of coffee a day, much less if you buy expensive coffee. For 95 cents a day, you get 3 weeks of Relief Factor, which should make a real difference for you. It does for most people who use it because they end up ordering more Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's easy, and you will be very glad that you did. Now, is Mark Cuban glad that he suspended the national anthem at the games for the Dallas Mavericks? We have an update on that. And this goes together with another controversy involving a small school called Bluefield College that had a basketball team that seemed to be headed for playoffs in their division, but the basketball team, the players were suspended and they forfeited a game because after being warned several times, they still kneeled during the national anthem. What is the right policy here? And what is it that a Republican member of Congress has done that led his family to say he's joined the army of the devil and that he's an embarrassment to the whole family name? We will get to that story involving Congressman Adam Kinzinger and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.